going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're not even halfway through our draft bonanza show here on the Take the North podcast, so let's keep this puppy rolling at number 9 here, Dan. The blue discussion. I'm seeing words like passion and juice, so I have to turn this right over to Dan Weider, who owns passion and juice at Hallis Hall, if you don't know.
All right, so the blue discussion comes down to this. You hear that all the time, blue players, blue chip players. What is it? Bill Polian. Todd McShay just brought up Bill Polian's name in the last soundbite. So great. Good job segueing for us, Todd. Bill Polian, when he came in as a consultant 3 years ago to figure out where the Bears stood when they were out searching for a GM and a head coach after they got rid of Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, said that you need 10 to 12 blue players on your roster to even start to think about contending. Okay. At that time, they thought that the Bears had like 6, maybe 8 if they were lucky. And that included some guys that we knew were on the way out the door, the Khalil Macks of the world. The Bears have to continue adding blue players. So what's a blue player? I cast some lines last week just to see if I could get some more specifics from certain teams. I had a executive of a team that's been very successful over the last 5 years who put it very directly and to the point without a lot of layers to it, said quite simply, do we believe this player can be a regular Pro Bowler or all pro? Had another coach who's been in the league forever who said that they like to go in a lot more detailed fashion and say, even from a football character standpoint, we have definitions for what fits as a blue player in terms of work ethic, passion, juice, right? Like the resilience factor, the willingness to learn, the ability to learn. Those are things that some teams go really deep on trying to determine, is this a blue player? Okay, so then that brings us to this draft. It's widely sort of argued that there's probably 4 guys for sure that are blue players at the top of this draft board. You're talking about Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Ashton Jeanty, and Jalen Walker from Georgia. You could probably throw in Mason Graham and Tyler Warren on that list. Walker is a guy we haven't talked a lot about in Chicago because I think, as we mentioned, we don't think he's going to get anywhere near the Bears when they go on the clock. But that's a dude, speed, burst, feel for the position. We're talking about edge rushers. If he's around at 10, that edge rushing discussion changes completely.
Oh, yeah, he's not. I'd be
for
shocked.
The Bears. Juice guy. Shocked. Juice
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, total juice guy. By the way, I've talked to now 3 different people. I think one on the record, and I can't remember exactly who it was, that are saying that Mason Graham of Michigan could be there at 10. And it's all about the athleticism discussion, Dan. I think that you were probably involved in the Mason Graham interviews at the combine, as I was. And he was asked about that. He took a little bit of exception to it, of course, like saying, look at what I've done here. And like, obviously, he didn't like hearing that he wasn't athletic. I tend to think that Mason Graham will be gone as a blue chip player. But as we get closer to the draft, and I know things get silly, but the people that I've talked to are pretty credible in saying that he could be a 10 just because he's not a traits guy.
There's a lot of buzz of Mason Graham to Jacksonville at 5. If he slips past Jacksonville, now all of a sudden, Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham, Ben Johnson, their ears have to perk up, and they have to be either thinking about seeing if he slides all the way to 10 or even going up, as we've talked about a few times, of even if you go up 1 spot, 2 spots, just to make sure you get one of these guys that's a difference maker. I think it was Daniel Jeremiah, one of the premier network draft analysts early in the process, said that Mason Graham is built for the fall and not for the spring. And that was going to work in the Bears' favor because he wasn't going to measure, right? His arms weren't going to be long enough. The athletic testing wasn't going to be there. But then you put him in football games and you watch the tape and you watch him destroy blocks and play with leverage and use this background that he had as a star high school wrestler. And you say, that dude's going to be a legitimate starter for a long time in this league with plenty of Pro Bowl potential. And if he's there at 10, Grody, that for me is, that's a no-brainer. You pick it. You high five in the draft room. You give Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson the phone. You have him call Mason Graham, and then you just have hugs for 25 minutes.
By the way, I remembered here because I hate just giving the, I think it was so-and-so who told me this, and I do that too often. It was Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network who was the first person who opened my eyes a little bit. And she's like, oh yeah, he could be there at 10. And just for the record, she's a Michigan person. She is a fan of Michigan. She is a Detroit Lions fan. She is from there, and she is saying that. So that I found that to be very fascinating about him. But I am going to just say from what I've seen of him, from the other people I've talked to, I do think that you're right, Danny. Probably I'd be surprised if he got out of the top five. I mean,
But if he does, right, like if Jacksonville decides to go in a different direction, now there's other teams with other needs, and now all of a sudden, you know, that game's in play. And that's why I think that first hour of Thursday night is going to be so fascinating.
Can't wait. All right, let's get into this, Dan. This is one of your majors. I think you majored in this at U of I. How, Mr. Wiederer, do we grade Ryan Poles' performance in the NFL draft through now 3 years? We're heading into his fourth draft right now here for Polesy. Okay.
So I gave you the pen and I gave you Ryan Poles' report card in January. It was right after the season ended.
That was rough, dude. That was rough.
We were doing a Take the North Live, and I asked you to grade him across every single possible category that a GM should be graded on. Here specifically, we're going to focus on the draft, and we'll go day by day, and then we'll come to a consensus here on what his letter grade should be for these first three drafts. Day one picks, Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, Darnell Wright. Okay, wrap your brain around that. Day two picks, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Velus Jones Jr., Jervon Dexter, Tyreek Stevenson, Zach Pickens, Karan Amagaji. Okay, wrap your brain around that. Day three picks, Braxton Jones, Dom Robinson, Zach Thomas, Treston Ebner, Doug Kramer, Jatari Carter, Elijah Hicks, Trenton Gill, Roschon Johnson, Tyler Scott, Noah Sewell, Terrell Smith, Travis Bell, Kendall Williamson, Torrey Taylor, Austin Booker. So those are your comprehensive day one, day two picks. You, back in January, gave his day one grades. You were at kind of a B minus C plus with an incomplete on there because we just haven't seen enough from Caleb and Rome yet to know where they're going to end up. I think you threw a C plus on day two and a D minus on day three, which is a little harsh. And I think you may want to revise that here. But when you take that all encompassing, when you look at those draft classes and what the Bears need to do to become really good again, how does that sort of resonate with you when I list all those names of the 26 players that Ryan Poles has drafted so far?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about some of the like guys even from last year, for the last couple of years, Zach Pickens, who was not playing at times last year and was ineffective. I don't know what happened to Zach Pickens last year. Karan Amagaji coming pre-injured, getting wiped out of his training camp, and then when he was placed in positions, no good to begin. Velus Jones Jr., we know what a joke that kind of turned out to be. And then I guess a mystery man, and I think Antoine Randall L was the first person to name check Tyler Scott for the probably like in the last years. Like that is, I mean, I get it. Like Tyler Scott, what, a fifth round pick, Dan? Is that what Tyler Scott was? So there's not as high of an expectation, but to see that guy inactive all the time, and I know he's been playing some special teams and just not being a big part of what's going on with the Bears, that's scary. I give him lots of credit on Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Caleb Williams, Darnell Wright, as you said. But yeah, there's definitely a miss rate that has been going on with Ryan Poles as well.
Well, and I give next to no credit on Caleb Williams. There's two reasons. Number one, first of all, the Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels discussion is going to be had for years. But Caleb Williams, you're picking number one overall. You better get those picks right. Like, you know, you and I could have buried our head in the sand for 4 months before the draft came up and then been put on the clock, you know, without food or drink for a month and been like, Caleb Williams, you know, and that's the pick we would have made. And so that's an easy pick to make. You know, the Kyler Gordon pick, we're going to get into that in a second. But but day three, essentially, you've got this find in Braxton Jones that's been good and it's made you functional on the offensive line for a few years. But beyond that, you're not uncovering a lot of hidden gems, and you're not getting difference makers at areas of the draft where you can accelerate your timeline if you can find difference makers. And so I don't know, just like all encompassing, looking at that, I think I'm probably at a C minus for Poles through three drafts, with an understanding that if he can add four impact starters here this weekend, that grade can arrow up pretty quickly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Wait a minute, hold on. I just remembered that Doug Kramer is back, isn't he? So does that so I might be able to give him a straight C just because of that.
Okay.
And Doug Kramer's wonderful, wonderful grandparents, and I assume the rest of his family as well.
I think we defined this in January, Grody, as room for improvement, need for improvement. And I think that's probably the best comment to put on Ryan's report card and send it home with him.
Amen. You just alluded to it, Dan. The second contract guys, Kyler Gordon. Is, you know, obviously he was Ryan Poles' first. They just gave him the contract extension. TJ Edwards was a really good signing by the Chicago Bears. And I'm really happy that they got a 2-year, $20 million deal done with him. And, you know, you and I have discussed this, that those are two guys who, like Darnell Mooney said to us back in the day, I'm not somebody you have to worry about ever. Those two guys are not two players, Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards, that the Bears will ever have to worry about in terms of character and all of that. And they have been terrific players for the Chicago Bears as well.
So when we talk about building through the draft, as all general managers in the NFL do, you're talking about picking a player. You're talking about making sure you give them the right fit. You develop them, and then ideally you make them a cornerstone of your franchise by getting them to a second contract, rewarding them, and pushing them forward. Ryan Poles' predecessor, made 48 draft picks over 7 years. He only got 8 of them to a second contract. Two of those are still on the team, Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson. But when you look at where the Bears have kind of failed, it's in, one, not getting enough of their high draft picks, you know, rounds 1 through 3 to second contracts during that era of 2015 to 2021. And number two, not getting any of those guys to be stars. You know what I mean? Like Roquan Smith was close to becoming a star, and then he got out the building under a different regime. And you're like, okay, well, that was a fun experiment for a few years, and it ultimately didn't get you any closer to a championship. And so those are the problems there. And so 8 for 48, I was expecting the numbers to be a little bit more jarring across the division. I'm going to give you the rest of the division and also the Kansas City Chiefs, because that's where Ryan Poles came from, and they've obviously been the benchmark. The Packers were 10 for 61 from 2015 to 2021. The Lions were 12 for 57, not a sensational hit rate. The Vikings were 12 for 75. You think about what Rick Spielman did down the stretch of his tenure there. He was drafting a lot of players, 27 more draft picks in a 7-year span than the Bears had.
One year where they drafted like 20?
It was like 17 or something. Yeah. It was off the charts, and it was one of those where you felt for your media brethren up there sitting through day 3 of the draft, and your head just spinning because every 13 minutes there was another pick that was on a conference call and coming into the building. The Chiefs were 11 for 48, but let me tell you where this thing gets different. Some of the Chiefs' second contract guys include a guy by the name of Tyreek Hill, day 3 pick, who turned into something.
How you
guy
doing?
By the name of Mahomes, who was taking 8 picks after Mitch Trubisky.
It turned
into a little something. Chris Jones, he's a nice little player that they were able to get to a second contract. Creed Humphrey, I think a lot of guys think that he's one of the top-tier offensive linemen in the league. Trey Smith, Bears fans know a lot about Trey Smith's name from the last couple months. So it's not necessarily all about who you hit on. It's about or how many you hit on. It's about who you hit on, right? Like Tyreek Hill as a day 3 second contract guy is different than Deion Bush as a guy you brought back 3 times to play backup safety and special teams for you, right? And so like that's where the Bears have to continue this discussion going forward of, all right, let's put together our draft class. Let's develop them, and then let's make sure we've got some big-time difference makers that we can push into a second contract to get us closer to a championship.
Amen. That's what the name of the game is. That's why it feels so good when one of your own gets the extension. Of course, Jalen Johnson got an extension that was not a draft pick of Ryan Poles, but who cares? At least he saw the value and got the deal done. While we're on other teams' picks and things like that and going around the division, Dan, what about the Lions under Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell?
Yeah. So look, like the Lions have been where the Bears have been, last place, staring up from the ashes, trying to figure out how do we get there to the top of the mountain. Now the Lions have climbed the mountain and they've been at the top of the NFC for a couple of years here, on the verge of going to Super Bowls. And you start to look at what they've accomplished under Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Ben Johnson, of course, front row seat for all of that. You figure that would provide him some insight into what they have done in the draft to accelerate their timeline. Well, let me give you some of the 2021 draft class to start. Penei Sewell, nice little player there on your offensive line. That's going to get you closer to contending. Same draft, Aleem McNeil. Same draft, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Okay, 2021, the Lions started their climb by getting 3 big-time starters there. Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, clearly of the blue kit caliber. Aleem McNeil, when healthy, as good as it gets on the interior of the defensive line. But they also got a starting safety, and Ifeatu Melifonwu, they've got me with some pronunciation things here.
That's good, Dan.
And a defensive lineman in Levi Onwuzurike, which is there, and a defensive end in Derek Barnes. Okay, the next year, you headline your draft class with Aiden Hutchinson. Nice work. You're picking at the top of the draft. You get a guy that can do some things for you. You add Jameson Williams to that draft class. You get on to the day 3 portion of the draft, and you get Kirby Joseph, starting safety, who's been really a productive ball hawk on the back end of that secondary. Malcolm Rodriguez, part of that draft class. 2023, everyone walked out of the first night of the draft going, what are the Lions doing drafting Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell? 2 years later, everyone's going, good job, Lions. Way to get a star running back in Jahmyr Gibbs and a linebacker who plays pretty well. Also, Sam Laporta and Brian Branch, part of the gift basket that the Lions put together in 2023. So I give you that Gibbs, Campbell, Laporta, Branch quartet and say, okay, Bears, your move, right? Like, figure out what the Lions did to accelerate their timeline and now do something similar with Ben Johnson offering some of that guidance and insight from inside the draft room.
No doubt. And I love the idea. And you were talking about it earlier, what that draft room is going to look like and how it's going to be who's in whose ear. I mean, we're just starting to learn that about Ben Johnson and what we all assume that he will have heavy input. You know, my best guess is that his input, you know, will be there this year, but it will grow as time goes on. He's still got to prove himself as a personnel guy to some degree, obviously as a head coach as well. To that end, Dan, Let's get to this week and what's going to happen this week with Ben Johnson, with Ryan Poles, and what is going to make a successful draft.
Look, I just think if we use Daniel Jeremiah as a guideline here and you say 4 impact starters, show me 4 impact starters, right? And make sure that they are in positions where they can contribute quickly and significantly for this Bears team. And I think this is, you know, we say it every year. It's a pivotal time in Bears history. This is really one where you say, if you whiff on any of those top four picks, you're in trouble. If you hit on all four of them, it's Commissioner Goodell calling in the pick at number 10.
I'm on the clock, Dan. I got to go.
You just have to be ready to make sure that you don't swing and miss here. Even if it's four singles, I think you'll feel better than if it was a double, a strikeout looking, a pop out to the second baseman, and a bunt single.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.